Welcome to In Concert, the show where we enjoy some of the greatest artists of all time performing live in concert across the world. Our first stop in this episode is London's West End, one summer's evening of 1968. Welcome to In Concert.
Well, they're dancing on the ceiling, they're dancing on the floor. You know, baby, they're coming through the door. I know there's a party going on. We can dance the whole night long. Well, I know that it's cold outside. Hey, come on in, I'll keep you satisfied. All you gotta do is move. Every time you feel the groove, it ain't nothing but a party. Bring your soul. You can dance but never lose control. We can do the boogaloo. Yeah, anything that you wanna do. Well, I know that it's cold outside. Hey! Well, come on in, I'll keep you satisfied. All you gotta do is move. Every time you feel the groove, it ain't nothing but a party. So you loosen your toes. That's the way the dancing goes. Shake it fast, you shake it slow. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. Well, I know that it's cold outside, yeah. But come on in, I'll keep you satisfied. All you gotta do is move. Every time you feel a groove, it ain't nothing but a party.
Cliff Richard in concert at Talk of the Town in June of 1968, getting us started in this episode. By 1968, he wasn't playing live with the Shadows anymore, and at the Talk of the Town was accompanied mainly by their excellent house orchestra. Well, thanks for joining me. I hope all's well with you. In 1974, Joni Mitchell released her first live album recorded at an amphitheatre in Los Angeles. Many, many years ago, I toured with Joni Mitchell as part of a package that also included Bob Dylan and Van Morrison. You can only imagine the backstage conversations I witnessed on that tour. On this live album, not only does Joni sound absolutely on top of her game, the musicians who are helping her sound amazing are also top of their games. Mind you, with a band featuring Robin Ford on guitar and the great Tom Scott on saxophone, this album was only ever going to sound fantastic. Joni Mitchell in concert in 1974. In the late 1990s, VH1 recorded a series of live shows for the channel, and thank goodness most of them were then commercially released as albums. One night, they captured lightning in a bottle, getting Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson to perform a show together. And if you get the chance, check it out. It's an absolute delight watching these two old soldiers perform their own songs, each other's songs, and also some of their friends' songs. Now, at the end of this song, they just start chatting, and I'm going to leave it running so you can hear it, not because they share the meaning of life with us, but just because it's lovely to hear Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson just chit-chatting away. But before that, let's hear Willie sing with Johnny Cash at his side.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you that I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. And give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied. Should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Well, you know, so many people say, come up and say, my father was in prison with you.
My father was in prison with you.
Right. I hear that. I hear a lot about it. Actually, I wrote Folsom Prison Blues one night after I saw a movie called Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison. I was in the Air Force in Germany in 1952 when I wrote it. The thing then was to hope someday I could sing on the radio, you know, sing a song on the radio.
Yeah.
And so I didn't, I never thought about recording the song when I wrote it. But I wrote it as if I, tried to write it as if I were a criminal, you know.
Well, that was a stretch, I know.
No, it was a real stretch.
Isn't that lovely? What a joy. Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash in concert together in 1998. Now, something a little different, at least in terms of the kind of music. It's another legend who has left his mark in the history books just as much as Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, albeit in another genre. The Frank Sinatra Live at the Sands Hotel album is one of the most famous live albums around. It captures Frank late at night in the lounge at the Sands Hotel, accompanied by his old musical sparring partner, Count Basie. But before Frank came out on stage, the Basie band warmed the crowd up with a set of their own, which was eventually released on CD many, many years later. Here's what was happening around 11 o'clock at night on January the 29th, 1966, just before Frank Sinatra appeared on stage. Count Basie in concert at the Sands Hotel in 1966. We heard Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson captured in concert as part of a TV show earlier, and here's something else from a TV studio. This one is a little closer to home though, here in London back in 1972 for one of our TV shows. One night, many years ago, I was playing saxophone with Jerry Lee Lewis, and the singer of this next song came and stood in the wings right beside me and watched the show. Afterwards, we got to speak a little in the dressing room. What a lovely man. He was embarrassingly complimentary to me about my saxophone playing, and we chatted about some of the songs he'd written, one of which Jerry Lee had had a hit with me and Bobby McGee. Anyway, he says he got the idea for this one, having read an interview with Frank Sinatra, who when asked what he believed in, replied, "Booze, broads, or a Bible, whatever helps me make it through the night." And that was all the inspiration Kris Kristofferson needed to write this song, which he performed live in London in 1972 with Rita Coolidge.
Take that ribbon from your shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Help me make it
'cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's bad to be alone.
The great Kris Kristofferson with Rita Coolidge performing live in London in 1972. 3 years previously, a club housed on the site of a disused sewage plant in a small Yorkshire market town had played host to one of the greatest singer-songwriters of Americana music that ever lived. Louis Armstrong played at this club, Gracie Fields, Cilla Black, the Bee Gees, Shirley Bassey. The list of artists who went there to perform is endless and largely impressive. And in May of 1969, Roy Orbison went there and recorded the entire concert. Here he is, live, in concert, at Batley Variety Club.
Thank you. Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby doesn't want you anymore. It's over. It breaks your heart in two to know she's been untrue. But oh, what will you do when she says to you that someone new we're through? Start to weep and say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall, echo dear, that's all, that's all. But you sunsets after all.
Roy Orbison live in concert at Batley Variety Club, concluding matters for us here on In Concert with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, check the website out to find out when the next instalment of In Concert is on. And of course, you can listen to this again whenever you want via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.